You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. As we transition from December to January, have you ever wondered how the months were named? There was a time when the months were simply numbered from 1 to 12. This was the era when the year was reckoned by the agricultural cycle and began in the month that we currently call March. In fact, remnants of this order of reckoning still exist in our current month names, particularly with September, October, November, and December, the names of which are derived from the Latin for 7, 8, 9, and 10, that's Septem, Octo, Novem, and Decem. Of course, not all the month names reflect this numerical pattern. Others have been influenced by other aspects of Greco-Roman culture. For instance, July and August are named after two Roman emperors, this Gaius Julius Caesar and Octavius Augustus Caesar. Other months have been dedicated to Greco-Roman gods. March, for instance, was named for Mars, the Roman god of war, and April memorializes Aphrodite, the Greek goddess of love. June commemorates Juno, the chief goddess of the Roman pantheon. And January takes its name from Janus, the two-faced Roman god of gates and doorways. Janus was not two-faced in the hypocritical sense, but he literally had two faces. The faces were positioned on the opposite sides of his head, which gave him the benefit of seeing in both directions. It was for this very reason that when Numa Pompilius decided to reset the order of the months at the turn of the 7th century BCE, he thought it appropriate to designate the first month after the Roman gatekeeper god. Although he had two faces, Janus only had one body. This meant that when he moved in a certain direction, he could not help but see everything behind him. It must have been very difficult for him to do this, and it must have taken every ounce of concentration for him to avoid being distracted by those things he was leaving behind. As we reflect on the events of 2006 and prepare to step into the uncertain waters of 2007, it would do well for all of us to adapt Janus's posture. It's hard sometimes not to look back. For some of us, 2006 was a year filled with happiness and success. A year in which we stuck to our resolutions, we fulfilled our goals, and we witnessed the enlargement of our territory. Others look back on a year punctuated by death, disappointments, and despair. For these, 2006 was an annus horribilis, in the words of Queen Elizabeth II while reflecting on her experiences during 1992. Whatever our memories of 2006, we cannot allow our past experiences to distract us from our future goals. We cannot rest on past laurels, neither can we wallow in painful defeats. 2007 comes with its own challenges and opportunities, and we must be focused enough to encounter each one with renewed strength. We must be willing, my friends, to learn from the Apostle Paul, who encourages us to forget those things that are behind and reach for those things that are ahead. We must learn the discipline of the mythological Janus, who teaches us to keep the past in perspective as we strive for God's future promises. As you learn to live with your two faces as we enter January 2007, always remember, please always remember, that a tree is known by its fruit. I hope you were blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live. To benefit from the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, you may visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. That's www.lifeheritage.org. If you wish to support this ministry, feel free to leave a secure online donation, or you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. Until next time, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.